Catskill.
I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On a beautiful, sunny Valentine's Day, hearts and flowers, Paul McCartney, and live music with Robert Tellefson. That's right. Today is February 14th, a day that we all know as Valentine's Day. Roses and chocolates and songs about love. And all of my life, when I think about romantic songs, I think Paul McCartney has got to be the prime example of heart-fluttering, naive, hopelessly romantic songs. And in 2012, he did this album called Kisses on the Bottom, which has got to be one of the most beautiful albums he ever recorded. And it's about 13 songs from the American Songbook. It's a fascinating recording. But in the middle of all that, he wrote one original song, which I'd like to start with. This is Paul McCartney.
What if it rained? We didn't care. She said that someday soon the sun was gonna shine. And she was right, this love of mine, my Valentine. As days and nights would pass me by, I'd tell myself that I was waiting for a sign. Then she appeared, a love so fine, my Valentine. And I will love her for life, never let a day go by without remembering the reasons why. She makes me certain that I can fly, and so I do without a care. I know that someday soon the sun is gonna shine, and she'll be there, this love of mine, my Valentine. What if it rained? We didn't care. She said that someday soon the sun was gonna shine, and she was right, this love of mine, my Valentine.
Oh, oh, oh. I mean, that's just dripping in schmaltz. But you know, it's such a typical Paul McCartney song. And the Beatles, you know, I was like 10, 11, 12. I was just starting to understand what romance was and what love was, and they showed me what it was. John Lennon and Paul McCartney, their songs instructed me on what it was like to be in relationships. I want to hold your hand. You know, I saw her standing there, all that stuff. And when Paul McCartney wrote his first love song, And I Love Her, Bright Are the Stars That Shine, and he was with Jane Asher, and I'm a young woman, and I'm following along. You know, I'm a teenager. This is my crush. And then when they broke up, I couldn't believe it. And that he got married again, and he went through a series of wives and different relationships in his life. And from that, I learned that you can love more than one person. Maybe, you know, not simultaneously. I don't approve of that. But the idea is that, you know, there's not just one love in your life. And if there is, then you are blessed and you are fortunate. So when the Beatles broke up, Paul McCartney retreated far, far away from the city, went up to Scotland. And Linda McCartney and he, she had her child with him. They went up there, and he was terribly depressed. You know, you read a lot of these things years and years later when the backstories come out. He was drinking. He was depressed. It was a nightmare. And she saved him. And he wrote a song about it. On his first solo album, you know, the one with the cherries on the cover. This song is called Maybe I'm Amazed. And then I promise after that, I've actually got some live musicians in the studio. So hang in there. We're going to listen to one more McCartney song. Maybe I'm Amazed. Yeah, a song about what it means to be in a relationship and how we are there for each other. And on this Valentine's Day, I hope we're going to count how many times we say the word love today. But I'm really happy to have you here. And I have Bob Tellefson live here in the studio. Hi there, Bob.
Hello, Kathy.
It's good to have you here.
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful to be here.
Well, you know, we're not alone here in the studio because he's also got his friend Tom Smarino.
Well, close enough.
Close. No, tell us, Tom. Tell us. Hi there, TC.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you. You know, and the thing that is lovely, it's a sunny day. The roads are clear. I mean, it's above freezing today for the first time in so long. Is your heart thawing out?
It is thawing out.
Everybody's feeling well today. And I came to the studio, and these guys were already here, and they both have their partners with them, their wives. And I walked in, I'm going, we're all here. It feels great today to be here in the studio with you. And welcome. Welcome. So it is Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So men and women. Women, it's time for us to be as positive as we can and cherish the loved ones in our lives. And so music is an incredible force in that, an incredible force. But Valentine's Day itself, you know, the concept of love, been turning that over in my mind like for a few decades now. And the concept of love is very interesting. You know, when I talked about it at the beginning, when I was talking about the Beatles, and how my interpretation of what love means grows over time. So we're going to have some music, and we're going to have a little bit more conversation. But the thing that I read today that I was just knocked out because I didn't know about it. So I wanted to share this information that I learned today, and then we'll get into it a little bit further. But you know, the idea of Valentine's Day, where does that come from? Well, St. Valentine apparently was a Roman priest, and he lived in the 3rd century. That's a long time ago. I mean, whoa. Emperor Claudius II. And Claudius, he was the emperor. You know, he was the man in control. He was the man at the top. Everyone had to do what he says. Of course, we don't know what that's like today, do we? So Claudius believed that single men made better soldiers. And he banned young men from marrying. So what this priest Valentine did is he would defy his order and he would secretly perform weddings for couples in love. And then when he was discovered, they executed him on February 14th in 269 AD.
Wow.
They executed him.
I didn't know that.
In 269 AD. And so later, you know, and then the other part of the story is that while he was in prison before they executed him, that he healed the jailers. The jailer had a daughter who was blind. He healed her. He healed her sight. And before his death, he allegedly, I mean, it's 269, you know, BC, AD, we're not sure. But supposedly he wrote a letter to her, to the jailer's daughter, and he said, from your Valentine.
Wow.
And so the bottom line is, and this is the conclusion in the history that I read about it, is that at the heart of every red rose lies a story of rebellion, a sacrifice, and a love that refuses to bow to power.
Wow.
So that is very powerful. There's all types of interpretation about love. Mm. So when I sing a romantic song, I feel my audience. What do you feel like? When you get to sing a romantic song, because you're going to sing a romantic song for us, aren't you, Bob?
Yes. Probably a couple of them.
A couple of them?
Yes. I feel the same way as I look out onto the audience. There's just not enough love out there.
So
you know?
True.
So, and then, if you have somebody special, then, of course, the love goes out to that person.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of love songs come from, at least with me.
Uh-huh. It's about a relationship, and you can have more than one love in your life.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Doesn't have to be a close relationship. Could be a family member, could be a close friend, you know.
So what would you like to sing for us? He's going to play guitar. Tom's going to play the djembe. This is Robert Tellefson.
Thank you.
childhood living. It's so easy to do. The things you wanted. Gracious lady, you know who I am. No, I can't let you. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. Wild horses couldn't. Make me feel bitter. Oh, treat you unkind. Wild horses couldn't
Thank you. Oh, you guys sound wonderful together. Oh, you really do. Oh, that touches me.
Thank you so much.
You know, we know Mick Jagger wrote that song, right?
Yes.
And he's a slippery character,
isn't he?
He's
a slippery character.
But he can write.
He can write.
Some of the most wild. Have you ever felt that passionate? Wild horses couldn't drag me away.
No, couldn't drag me away.
I mean, you know, haven't we all felt that?
Yes, no matter what's going
on. At some point
in
your life, and if you haven't felt that yet, maybe you're too young to know what that means.
Yeah.
Every time you sing a song, I hear it so differently from the original. There's a couple lines in there I'd never noticed before. Faith has been broken. Tears have been shed.
Yeah.
And it doesn't stop your love.
Doesn't stop the love.
Thank you so much. That's just fantastic.
Yeah.
So apparently, you and Tom, Cesorismo.
Cesorismo.
Cesorismo. See, it's not that hard.
Yeah.
I just want to add a couple of extra syllables. Cesorismo, Tom Cesorismo.
To make it easy, it's just TC.
TC. So you guys sound really
good. My entire life, it was TC.
We've met each other in various musical situations, but I didn't realize that you had a history of playing together. So how did you guys meet each other?
Well, like I said, there's a story here. Years ago, as a lot of you guys know, I used to hang around with Bob Dylan quite a bit. And one day,
there's a character.
Yeah, there's a character. I got a couple stories about him. And I'll tell you what, you know, he, as much as he wanted fame and fortune, he had a soft spot in his heart for things. And I'll tell you just a quick little story about that. Around 1970 or so, maybe a little bit longer, when he was in Minnesota, he was with a girl named Sarah, who worked in a cafe, and he used to sit by the window, and she would serve him, and he became very fond of this Sarah. When he came to New York, he promised this girl that he would send for her and bring her to New York. He never did. And he regretted it because I asked him one day, and I said, do you have any regrets on, you know, what life is now? And this was one of his big regrets, that he did not bring this girl into New York. He wrote a song about her called Sarah's Window, but he eliminated the third verse out of the song because he didn't want her to know that he was basically apologizing for not bringing her east, you know. But he really loved this girl and always regretted the fact that he, you know, did what he did.
Mm.
And he went for fame and this girl, who I guess eventually did all right, got married, had kids and stuff like that.
We all recover.
Yeah, it was one of his.
But he didn't want that verse that would have explained it.
He wouldn't.
Too vulnerable.
No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't sing the verse.
Too vulnerable.
Yeah. So, like I said, there was a lot of love in him too.
You know, he's been psychoanalyzed in retrospective as kind of like being a little bit of a misogynist.
He was a guy. He had Asperger's, we believe. You know. And I think that's,
see, they didn't have that. They didn't know about that.
They didn't know about Asperger's.
That hadn't been defined at that time.
Right.
You know, I've wondered about myself.
Yeah, we believe that's what his problem was.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it's amazing that you knew him back then.
Yeah, well, I met him through my sister is what happened. My sister, at 18 years old, I was only 15, 16 years old when she moved to New York into the village. When she was in the village, she hung out with a lot of these rock stars, Jimi Hendrix, Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, all these people.
See, I was living in Morristown, New Jersey at that same age, and I wanted to go into the village and hang out with them too.
But
I was too young, couldn't do it.
But she would go to work, and she wouldn't know what to do with me, so she stuck me with those people, Dylan. And so Dylan kind of put me under his wing.
It changed your life.
Yeah. Changed my life, you know. And then later on, meeting Richie Havens, and there's a whole story.
The whole story.
But that's another
thing. But now, what about this guy over here, this Tom?
Oh, Tom. So anyway, yeah.
Cesorismo?
Cesorismo.
Just call me TC.
TC.
Please forgive me. See, I love you anyway, so, right?
So, I'm playing at an open mic a while back. And
what was the name of the place, do you remember?
I don't remember.
All those old clubs, Kettle of Fish, all those places. Bitter End was there.
In the city?
No, this was up here,
recently.
Oh, up here.
I was doing an open mic up here.
We met at the one in Homestale.
Yes, the
Cool.
Compound. There was a place called the Compound.
The Creative Compound?
Yeah, the Creative Compound.
Oh, well, I know that place. Yeah. Oh, I thought you knew. Okay.
He was sitting there with his wife.
That's when I met him, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was sitting there with
his
wife.
We never played together, though. Damn. All right, go on with your story.
And he said, you know, I know that guy. And he was going like, where? He said, where could I know you from? And I says, I don't know. He goes, you ever in New York City? And I says, you know, it was in... I used to go to Washington Square Park because he used to go to Washington Square Park all the time. And just this one happened time, I was with Dylan. We walking in, and he was sitting on that big ledge that goes around.
Yeah, around the fountain.
Yeah, and I don't remember talking with him, but I think we did. I think we sat down and we talked for
a
while.
Did you recognize him after all those years?
Kind of. Yeah, I wasn't quite sure. You know?
Yeah, yeah, he's got
Of, you know,
my hair was a lot longer. Yeah.
But you,
we were all a lot younger then.
A lot younger. Yeah.
I mean, I'm older then than now. Younger than now or something.
Yeah, younger than
Wow, what a cool story.
Yeah,
I only lived in the city for a short period of time, maybe a year and a half, 2 years at the most.
So it was vivid in your mind.
Yeah, but I do remember that.
Yeah.
That was the first time I ever met Bob Dylan. Also,
yeah.
So you got to meet him as well.
Yeah, well, they were coming into the park together. Mm. And that's when
that's met. So amazing. So you were strolling around talking
almost 60 years ago.
Yeah,
you know, so when I think the topic of love, you know, we started out when I read that St. Valentine's story, the idea of rebelliousness and then sacrifice, and then, you know, it overrides everything.
Yeah.
And Dylan has defined that in so many ways.
Yeah.
But as he has written some of the most tender lines. You told me that when we were talking about what songs you might do, there's a song that you might sing for me if I asked you, maybe. And the line that just, the first time I heard it, I just wept. It was so beautiful. If I could hear her heart softly pounding, only if she was laying with me would I lie in my bed again. When I heard that, I had never heard anybody speak that way. It was so beautiful. So I know you have...
I have lots of...
You have Bob lots
Dylan
of songs.
Next time I'm on air here, we'll go over some really great stories about all those guys. Dylan, Joan Baez, Jimi Hendrix. Used to live right around the corner from my sister. You know,
we never went that far.
Jimi Hendrix taught me my first three chords. He had a studio. He opened up a studio on 8th Street.
Are you hearing this out there?
By the village.
People, are you out there?
my sister knew him because he was in the neighborhood. You know, like I said, back then, everybody kind of hung out. So, I mean, it wasn't uncommon that you would run into this guy and say,
he taught you your first three chords, C, G, and A minor?
It was G, C, and...
E minor.
E. G, C, E. Those were the three chords. And a D. I think I learned a D. Also.
Oh, my God. You've been blessed.
Yeah.
You've been blessed. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. And I want to say something out there. This girl, Rachel, she's really wants to start playing. And I said, you know, you really have to start doing these open mics because that's how everybody that I know started in this business. They started with open mics.
You were just play open mics in those days
mics,
as well.
Yeah.
Well, our friends,
tips
Caswin Moon and Faith Kelly, I've had them on my show before. I love those guys. They're living the life of a musician. One of my favorite t-shirts that they have is it says, open mics save lives.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And so it's also like whenever Caswin will invite you to an open mic, he always says, you never know, you might meet somebody nice.
That's true. You
know, and Jimi Hendrix could teach you how to play.
Yes.
So Rachel, come on out and play at an open mic. I actually do an open mic every Tuesday in Lake Huntington at a place called Arts Nest, where we've all been together and played for each other there.
Yep.
But, you know, it is Valentine's Day.
It is.
And it's time to celebrate love in all its dimensions and all its confusions. And think about romance, because romance has seems to have changed from the time that my parents got married in 1947. You know, after World War II, everybody got married. Hey, all right, we're alive. Let's have kids. You know what I mean? And things have changed so much since
then. A lot,
But love songs.
You know, internet and everything, it's like a salad out there now. So it's very, relationships are very difficult. You know, it's very
That hasn't changed in a couple thousand years.
Yeah.
you know, you go back to 269, with Claudius. I mean, yeah. It's still the same story.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear you do. I think that's North Country Fair.
Yeah, I can do that one.
I would love to hear you sing that. And Tom's over here on his beautiful djembe. You're listening to Radio Catskill. I'm Kathy Geary, and we've got Robert Tellefson live in the studio today with TC on percussion.
If y'all traveling to the North Country Fair, where the rivers see for me if my true love is there. She once was a true love of mine. And if you go where the north winds do blow, rivers freeze and the summer ends, see for me if a cold so warm from the howling wind. If you're traveling to the North Country Fair, see for me if my true love is there. Her hair is heading long, with the curls and flow all down her dress. That's the way I remember her best. If y'all in time, I've laid down and prayed, middle of the night, in the breaking of day. A true
Robert Tellefson.
Woo!
Live here in the studio with TC. You know, what do you love most in your life? What do you love the most?
In my life?
That's a tough question, but what do you think?
I do miss years ago, you know, many years ago, because it was a different time and a different way of life. You know, people were more united. You know, I don't know.
It seems that's
true. It's hard nowadays because there's so many divisions and this one hates that one, that one hates that one. Back then, you know, you had a song and you wanted to sing it and you could sing it with all these people out there and love. And, you know, it was like I said, it was just a really different time. You know, I miss those times. These times are just as good because now I have kids, Amy and Bob, if you're out there. Hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I've had such a colorful life. I don't know where I would start with what I miss, really.
It was a much more homogenous culture in that time.
Yes.
We didn't have the fractured media that we have now with all the different, you know, when fashion trends would come into the United States, for instance. It was very specific how long your skirt had to be.
Yes.
Was it 2 inches above your knee? Or did you wear it 1 inch below your knee? Or how old are you? Yeah. You know, mini skirts and all that. But it would, when there was a trend, everyone would follow it. And we seemed to be very unified around a cultural idea that was very strong.
Yeah.
And I feel what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, it, there was no,
that,
no,
that's not exactly where I was going with my question.
No, but that, you know, that's...
It's been
a lot on my mind lately.
Yeah, all of us. Yeah. But, you know, and there's many things we could talk about that have changed in this world. But today, you know, the idea of love and romance and how important that is.
Yeah.
When I think of what do I love, music is so important to me. Mm-hmm. And music and love to me are intertwined. I fell in love with my first husband. We were cutting class in high school. He's in the back seat of my car, and he starts to play Neil Young. Tell me why. And I'm going, I turned around. I looked at him with that Epiphone guitar and those green eyes. Smitten. And I know I've had people fall in love with me as a musician. Where, Kathy, I never saw you that way until I heard you sing Fiora Ligi or whatever.
Yeah, I experienced that quite a bit.
So, you know, the things that we loved seem to be as important throughout life. So Tom, how about yourself?
I'm a big believer in that life brings you in circles. I have met a lot of interesting people, a lot of lovely people. I met the love of my life. I met Bob 60 years ago.
And then you met him again at Creative Compound. All those years later.
60 years later, yeah. But that's not the first time that has happened to me in my life. I've met a lot of people in my life, earlier days in my life, and then later on, just circled back around and re-met them. And I really have left. I'm kind of led a very blessed life. I mean, as fragmented as the world is today, you know, we can't allow ourselves to become normalized by it all.
Well, what I think I'm seeing, you know, among the musicians and the artists that I know is that it's so important now to create your world, to be creative, to sing songs and to express our relationships with each other. I know a lot of women in their 70s and early 80s who are living alone now.
Yes.
And so I've started to realize that that's not good. You don't want to be isolated. You want to be alone. So I'm taking special efforts to reach out to the people that I really enjoy and find time to spend with them.
Yeah. And, you know, some of the stories that they have are incredible during World War II.
Oh, my God.
I mean, people being in the underground and, you know, fascinating stories.
And now they're
sitting in a home, you know. Yeah, I'd like to reach out.
Well, you know, it changes over time what you think love is and how big love gets. Mm-hmm. And then the love that you can feel for your friends and your family, you know, that's the most important thing to me.
And your significant other, whether it be, girl, guy, whatever, you know, is really the most important thing in your life, and you should cherish that, and you know, don't throw it all away.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, my friends. Yeah. So you're listening to Radio Catskill. I'm Kathy Geary. This is Now and Then, live in the studio here with two wonderfully talented musicians And I hope you're enjoying our discussion today, and I hope that you've had a chance to be with your loved ones. Yes. And, you know, that someone, that if you cherish someone, let them know. Yes. Because there's nothing that feels better than being recognized and accepted.
Absolutely.
And songwriting and music is so powerful. Music has the ability. Look how much music changed our culture.
Yeah.
And so I think that what you're doing when you sing and what you're doing when you play and what I try to do on my radio show is, you know, create now. That's the most important thing.
Yeah. Whatever I do from the heart, whether it be a love song.
Oh, well, you sing. Whether it be, you know, the heart has a magnetic field.
Yes.
And I had a voice teacher. I had studied opera for many years. But the most talented and amazing musician that I ever studied with taught me about how you have to entrain your audience. Your heart has a magnetic field. And as you sing, your heart magnetic field gets bigger and bigger. And you pull your audience in.
Yeah.
She used to tell me, like, it's like a flying carpet. Mm-hmm. And they sit on your carpet with you. And every time I've heard Robert Tellefson, either as a solo or in a concert, I am entrained. I'm engaged because your heart is deep, and I'm so happy to have you. Of anybody that I could have here on Valentine's Day, you can really charm people with your singing, and I did have a request. Earlier we were talking about it. There's a song that Sting does called Fields of Gold.
Oh, yeah.
And it turns out he was getting ready to sing something else. I'm messing with his rhythm here. But when I was curious about that song, apparently it's based on a traditional melody. And then he added his own words in there.
Yes.
So you do such a beautiful job of that song. If maybe you would sing it for us now. This is Robert Tellefson.
You remember me in the western moon on the fields of barley. You'll forget the sun in its jealous sky. As you walk in the fields of gold, as you walk in the fields of gold. So she took her love for days a while upon the fields of gold. In his arms she fell and her head came down amongst the fields of gold.
Okay, so I just want to tell my listeners that if you need love, all you have to do is ask for it. Ask somebody to sing a song for you that you want to hear. And there you have it. That's love. And it's all around us. So don't be alone. You know, keep your heart open. You know, I mean, what was that song? Hey Jude, let her into your heart. So what a beautiful, that was wonderful. Thank you so much. So romance has changed quite a bit. There's younger people today that are kind of redefining what it's like to be in relationships and how they meet each other. And I've never done online dating, but I know it's so popular now. I'm all IRL. You know what that means, right? In real life. IRL, in real life. And there's nothing quite like being together with friends. And that's where you're going to have the best chance of finding somebody that might actually bring out parts of you that you never knew existed. And we do that for each other in our best relationships. You know, we find potentials and we, because I don't think I could know myself if I didn't know other people. I would have no idea who I am or how I act if I didn't know other people and spend time with them, because that's how you learn who you are. It's a beautiful thing. We're having a good day today. So you have kids.
Yes, I do.
And you have grandkids yet?
I do. I have two grandkids,
uh-huh.
Charlotte and Emmett.
Uh-huh.
Hello, guys.
Oh, kids. What would you wish for your grandkids?
I wish peace, love, and happiness.
Peace, love, and happiness.
Yes, that's what I wish. I wish just, that's all I want.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish that for all of us.
All of us, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, here on this Valentine's Day. And Tom, how about you? What do you wish for us today, Tom? Send us some good wishes. He pretty much covered the big ones.
Yes.
Peace, love, and happiness.
I'll pay him for this gig.
Yeah, pay me for the gig. Yeah, money's good, too. There's nothing wrong with money.
No, money can't buy you love.
All right. I've heard that before. Can't buy me love. Yeah, but
no,
maybe.
It's a give and take. Love is a give and take.
Isn't it a give and take?
It's compromise. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say mostly compromise. Kind of
compromise, yeah, that has, problem. And I agree that it is, but that kind of has also a negative connotation to me, like you got, you know, but give and take, that kind of has the same meaning, but it doesn't quite have as, like, oh, I lost something. Compromise seems, you know, you compromised your, what you really, you know, you didn't get everything you wanted. You know, that's, to me, what a compromise means. But a give and take is where you have an exchange.
Yes.
But anyway, we're kind of all headed that same direction. Yeah. We're headed that same direction. Yeah. What's your favorite love song? Do you have an American songbook song? I mean, I know a lot of the music you sing, you are entitled to sing because you know these people and that's your genre. But Frank Sinatra?
Actually, anything? I have to say Stevie Nicks. You know, I don't want to say much, but I dated her a little bit back, way back when. You know, and her song
before Lindsey Buckingham.
Before Lindsey Buckingham.
Okay, so you're in safe territory.
Yeah,
now.
I'm in safe territory.
Nobody's gonna want to like find. Nobody's let's find. Yeah, no, that's
but,
interesting.
Yeah, she.
Tell me more.
She really this kind person. Like a lot of people don't know. Yeah, back then she was in a lot of drugs and stuff. But I'll tell you what, I don't think I've ever found a really kinder person in that.
Yeah,
and that group of people.
Oh, I admire her so much.
Really, her heart would go out. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it just she was really an incredible person.
There's something about her lyrics and her poetry that, when you read it on the page, it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
Right.
And then when you hear her sing it,
right.
The truth of it is
it all
undeniable.
Comes together.
Yeah, there's like it's like impressionistic writing. She doesn't even have to complete thoughts; just a couple of words, and you know what that means.
Yeah.
She's brilliant. Yeah. And, you know, Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, there's one Fleetwood Mac song that I really...
Christine McPhee.
McPhee.
She passed, I think, 2 years ago.
Yeah, and if I have time, I'll dedicate a quick song for her. And then
I would love that. Well, of course you got time. We've always got time for some more love. We've said love. I'm trying to go for at least 50 times. We just say the word a few more times here. So what is the song?
Songbird, it's called.
Ah. All right, you're live here on Radio Catskill. This is Robert Tellefson and TC on Djembe. I'm Kathy Guru. I hope you're enjoying your Valentine's Day. And we're going to hear another song, another love song, people.
found you. There'll be no more crying. Fall. Son of you smiling, when we're alone, it's all right, you know it's right. And the song like never before.
Valentine's Day. Thank you, gentlemen, yes. So much for being here.
Thanks for
here.
Inviting us. I mean, we had a...
I think we did pretty good. Yeah, you're feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Yeah, I feel really good, too. I got a nice glow going on inside. So, Robert...
And again, you know, I want you guys to support these... First, this station. I'll give you the quick number. 845-482-4141.
Yeah, you're...
And support these open mics because, you know, you guys are what makes it work. And, you know, these places, they give the space out, and they really...
It makes a difference.
You can find
so much there. Thank you so much, Robert Tellefson and TC.
Thank you again, Kathy.
You're welcome. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then here on Valentine's Day with a little bit of Paul McCartney, a lot of conversation, and live music from Robert Tellefson and his friend TC. I hope you have a lovely Valentine's Day. Once again, thank you so much for listening.
Support comes from Seminary Hill, open Thursday through Sunday in Calicoon, featuring a Friday co-working space, happy hour, and live music. Jazz on the Hill, a bi-weekly music series with Will Selenrad and Tony Marino, 5 to 8 p.m. The Hound Books author series and the Yarn Slingers on select Sundays. Tickets and reservations on resi.com. More information at seminaryhill.co. And from listeners like you, who donate at wjffradio.org.
Coming up tonight at 7, Liberation Station with me, Callison Stratton, featuring music by female and femme-presenting performers, only on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.